Listening Test 6. Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which university students are talking about their next summer vacation. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker wants to do during their vacation. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I'd been hoping to see my mates in my hometown again this summer, but unfortunately they'll all be away. So what I'm looking forward to doing this time is catching up on some works by my favourite French novelists, even though my knowledge of the language isn't that great and it'll have to be the translated versions. Actually, I'd love to spend some time in France, but that will have to be for another year, perhaps the summer after next, if I can get a vacation job to save up some money just before I go.
Speaker 2.
Like most of my fellow students, I'm going to do a summer job, but unlike them, I'll be working as a volunteer collecting old clothes for a not-for-profit organisation that sends them to the poorest people in developing countries. Unfortunately, it'll mean doing a lot of walking, but it's for a good cause, and in any case, I can't drive. I've read a bit about the work the organisation does, and it seems very worthwhile. In fact, when I graduate in a couple of years, I might go and work on a project with them in Africa.
Speaker 3.
In the holidays, I always seem to end up sleeping twice as much as in term time, but I'm determined to do something more useful this summer. I've thought of taking Chinese lessons or reading all the works of Shakespeare, but the one thing that would really change my life would be if I didn't have to rely on my parents for lifts everywhere. So I've already booked lessons for the summer and will be taking my test in early autumn. After that, assuming I pass, I'll be able to visit my friends whenever I want.
Speaker 4.
When my friends said they were going to Florida for a beach holiday, I was tempted to join them, but in the end I decided against the idea. Instead, I told myself I was going to change my rather unhealthy summer lifestyle, which usually consists of sitting around, chatting, watching TV and reading magazines, and spend my time in the countryside. I've made my mind up to walk everywhere rather than use the car. Even though I've just passed my driving test, the whether I actually manage to keep to that remains to be seen.
Speaker 5.
For years now, I've been trying to learn Spanish, but so far I don't seem to have made much progress with actually speaking it. So, rather than spend another summer here doing not very much with my university friends, I'm going to improve my listening and speaking skills by staying with a host family in one of the countries, I haven't decided which yet, where they actually speak the language. I realise that a 2-month stay won't be cheap, but I'm now doing some evening work and hope to have saved up enough money before the summer.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.